It's Thursday, August 19th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County health officials say the current growth in COVID-19 hospitalizations is starting to look more like last fall's surge. According to a press briefing yesterday, 89% of all staffed beds in Nevada are occupied. That has health officials worried. University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine professor John Hess explains that more hospitalizations often lead to more deaths.
While we've gotten better at treating this illness, we by no means have a cure. And once you're sick enough to be hospitalized, the numbers are still pretty significant as far as ultimately those individuals dying.
The number of COVID-19 deaths in August has increased. Health officials are reporting 16 deaths so far this month compared to 5 in the county for June and July each. Nevada lawmakers have approved hundreds of millions of dollars in spending Wednesday as part of the state's efforts to combat the effects of the coronavirus pandemic in the state. That includes using $54 million to modernize the state's unemployment insurance system and $30 million for early childhood education and emergency coronavirus relief funding for K-12 schools. Most of the money is underwritten by federal coronavirus relief funds passed by Congress and signed by President Joe Biden earlier this year. Nevada received nearly $3 billion directly from the American Rescue Plan passed in March. As of this week, the National Park Service is implementing tougher mask requirements. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The new mask mandate requires everyone, regardless of vaccine status, to wear masks in national park facilities and in crowded outside areas. Denise Germain is with Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. She says that means masks are needed anywhere there's a tight crowd.
Maybe some of the overlooks. It just depends. But if you cannot socially distance outside, we are asking that you wear a mask.
She says so far, most visitors at her park are complying. Maria Burks is with the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks, a group of active and former Park Service employees. She's glad the mask mandate is in place because there are so many visitors.
They come in with differing health situations, differing vaccination status. And, and the visitor centers are crowded, the trailheads are crowded.
Yellowstone National Park had already started requiring masks late last month. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Back in June, the White House announced plans to improve working conditions for wildland firefighters. Part of that included a pay bump. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The pay initiative means that starting this week, all federal wildland firefighters will get paid at least $15 an hour. Up until now, the pay started at $13.45. Ben Elkind is a federal wildland firefighter. He says it's a good first step.
The leadership for the first time is recognizing that publicly that, this isn't enough.
The increase in hourly wages will include back pay to June 30th. Plus, both temporary and permanent frontline firefighters will receive bonuses of various sizes. Elkind says the boost comes at a time when staff shortages are a serious problem out in the field.
A lot of that has to do with a low pay. People just basically walk off the job and don't come back the next season. They quit.
Elkind says he's eager to see how the Biden administration fulfills other promises, like improving benefits and work-life balance for wildland firefighters. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
St. Mary's Regional Medical Center has terminated its contract with Prominence Health First. As of this week, the hospital is considered out of network for people who carry Health First insurance. In a statement, hospital officials cited a refusal by the health insurance provider to authorize medically necessary care, as well as failures to pay for medically necessary services in a timely manner. According to the Reno Gazette Journal, St. Mary's wanted concessions from Prominence Health First that would have given it a competitive advantage over another hospital, Northern Nevada Sierra Medical Center, which is currently under construction. St. Mary's also reiterated that all patients, regardless of insurance, can continue to receive emergency care without additional costs due to the termination. The search for one new Elko County School District superintendent is all but over after one of the two finalists pulled his name from consideration. According to the Elko Daily Free Press, Kenneth Demick, a teacher at Spring Creek High School, stepped away from the search this week. That leaves M. Neil Terhune as the sole applicant for the job. Terhune is currently the superintendent of Esmeralda County Schools, which is the smallest district in the state. This is KUNR News.